the goal we have with this technology is to monitor animals at large scale, at individual level, and then obtain what we call phenotypes or these animal level measurements that we use thinking about nutrition, health, welfare. And of course, we do collaborate with geneticists because this is very important for animal breeding programs too.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Adasail, provider of Smartamine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemen invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemen.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together. Zinpro Isoferm is the nutrient your herd needs. Fuel the rumen first and unlock dairy herd productivity and greater profitability.
Hello, everyone. This is Luis Ferreira with the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt podcast. And today, I'll be discussing everything about AI. And don't think wrong here. AI is not for the traditional artificial insemination. Today, AI is for artificial intelligence. And to talk about this very intriguing topic with us, I have Dr. João Doria, associate professor at UW Madison. João, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure people will be very excited about learning more about your work and how AI is going to take control of the world, right? And but before we get into this very exciting topic, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here and talk a little bit about the work we are doing with AI, artificial intelligence applied to dairy and to livestock in general. Yeah, I'm associate professor here at UW Madison, and I work dedicated on developing and implementing technology, most of this technology related to AI. And right now, I would say that the majority of our work is related to computer vision, image analysis, applied to dairy systems mostly, but also livestock as well. And so the goal we have with this technology is to monitor animals at large scale, at individual level, and then obtain what we call phenotypes or these animal level measurements that we use thinking about nutrition, health, welfare. And of course, we do collaborate with geneticists because this is very important for animal breeding programs too.
Adasail, a global leader in nutritional solutions and the provider of Smartamine M. Visit milkpay.com to calculate your return on investment when you balance your feed with amino acids and to learn how Smartamine M is the product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production, component levels, and the lifetime performance of their herds.
Obviously, AI has a lot of potential in different fields, but if you think about the dairy farmers, how do you see potential benefits? And if you could use a couple examples of what you're working with to illustrate that, I think people will truly understand a little bit more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting because AI, very often it's associated with very complicated technology or really far from the farmer use or for the final user, right? I mean, we sometimes think that's something complicated or expensive. And in fact, we are using AI all the time with our phones. Almost everybody has a phone and are interacting with the phone, and then you're using the camera or computer vision or, you know, through face recognition, many other applications every day. And there are very simple applications to think that we could use on a farm. And there are some complex ones too. And so it's important to actually, talk about that not all AI technology will be very complicated technology to be implemented in the field. And some applications that's already there or that's coming to the field that I can mention now is, for example, the use of cameras to look to body condition score or locomotion score, right? There are some companies already start commercializing those applications in dairy. There are actual wearable sensors that been used actually for longer time compared to the camera technology too, that I guess it can be included in this pack of whole AI technology as well. There are applications related to speech to text, something that we do very often with our phones. You know, we press the button, you say something, this is converted to text, and then this text go populate somewhere in a database, which makes that very simple. And more recently, we have like things like GPT or ChatGPT, and there are papers already suggesting this chatbot where you can ask questions for very specific questions, models that are trained in very specific content. And then now you are going to ask a question about silage or inoculant, or right? And then these models are trained in a very specific material, research publications or extension materials, and then this will give people response. And of course, there are many aspects of these that people should take care of before using and implementing. But these are very clear directions and applications that farmers and consultants and the industry will be leveraging as we move forward with these technologies.
No, absolutely. I like a lot your examples about body condition score, locomotion score, because it will make the nutritionist's life much easier because, you know, it takes a lot of time to do that, and often you don't have access to this information. So certainly potential to be a game changer. Said that, often when we talk about technology, there is this, in my opinion, dogma that that new technologies are often expensive, and because of that, they are not for small dairy operations, right? It would be for larger operations and so on. What's your opinion about that? Do you think that some of those technologies will be good for smaller operations as well? You think this is only for large and sometimes well-managed operations? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think there are technologies that will be a better fit for larger operations, right? They have more capital to invest. Sometimes those are technologies that require buying equipment or hardware that need to be installed at the farm. And that might bring a little more risk for a small farm that may not have a lot of capital to invest on that. So I agree that there are technologies that might fit better in different farm size operations. But there are, for sure, many technology, AI technology that could be leveraged by both, by small farms and a larger farm, right? And I guess last example I gave you for the first question, if it's again here where, you know, if you have a smartphone and you have an app in your smartphone, I guess a small farmer is able to have this app. And there are many things we can embed in the phone and we can have in the app that could go from, you know, the farmer taking a picture of a plant and then try to identify a disease or a particular thing using computer vision. And that could go from this type of application to, for example, the chatbot that I mentioned, right? So if you think about small farmers, they may have questions. They may have technical questions that they want to ask about nutrition. And not always they're going to have you, for example, available to answer questions, especially including the number of small farmers that may we may have, and the whole demand that they may have, right? So the industry is already recognizing these, and all this discussion about how can we train what we call virtual assistants that can provide questions or answers to questions that are training material that you can trust, because this is a concern too, right? So if you get a model and then you train using publications that is wrong information on the publication, then response will not going to be great. So one thing that is important is as we create a virtual assistant to help farmers, that we control somehow the response in terms of giving accurate and reliable answers to questions that the farmers may have. And if the model is unsure about some questions, they should not deliver a response to farmers or something like this, right? And so these are very simple technology. The way that you interact with this technology through the phone is very simple too. And so I do see many applications and many possibilities to small farmers to leverage AI technology. And of course, larger farmers will leverage those technologies too, and orders that might fit better for the size of the operation, for the scale that a large farm, someone with a 10,000 cow dairy might have completely different needs. And then technology should be adapted or could be a different technology to fit on this particular demand of the scale of the operation that those farmers have.
Oh, absolutely. So if you allow me to change gears a little bit here, So obviously you work in a very specific field with the specific goal, helping livestock dairy producers. So how do you train your students? Like, how do you recruit them? Because I'm assuming that you need someone that understands the computer science related to AI, but you also need someone that understands a little bit of the farm management or animal science in general, right? So guide us through this process. What is the profile of the students you work with or scientists that you work with? How do you recruit them and what they study? And tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We don't have a linear, very specific path for these students to go through because they come with different backgrounds. As you said, some of them are animal scientists, some of them are computer scientists. But one thing they're going to get for sure is this hybrid mixed training where they have they need to take course in computer science and in statistics and also in our department in animal science. And the students I'm training in the lab, they will eventually maybe get like a minor in computer science or a master's in applied statistics because they take a lot of credits on those departments. But they also must have a strong background in animal science. So they know what the problems of the field is, and then they have the tools to try to solve those problems and apply it to the problems we discuss in animal nutrition, animal health. And so the trainees creating this hybrid, let's call like this student, where they can carry strong knowledge on both of these areas, the domain knowledge plus the analytics and quantitative knowledge. But this is very intriguing because if you look the undergrad profile that we are teaching here, AI applied for agriculture, livestock, and dairy, the students are coming with already a lot of knowledge about technology. They know drones. They probably flew drones before. They have a personal drone to fly, or they interact with apps that in our field we are trying to develop for our application, but they're already using these in their own routine for their lives. And so it's interesting to teach to them because they connect very easily with the subject matter or with the thing we want to discuss in the classroom. And it makes actually easier to discuss. And they do have a lot of interest. So I think we in a position now that we should leverage their interest and bring more and more students to agriculture, to our majors, because now the technology plus the ag makes the whole field very interesting to them to study. But in terms of grad level, the students we are training will be taking courses in both to be able to navigate well. And I think all the programs in the U.S. are also doing very similar training students in the same direction. So soon we're going to have way more critical mass work on the field. Like I'm working and other colleagues are working out.
No, very nice. Yeah, very, very interesting approach to that. And thanks for sharing that. I know this is an unusual question, and obviously, but I'm sure people have a lot of interest to learn about that. So, João, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure people will be very intrigued to hear all your comments about that. And I do think that AI is here to stay, and hopefully we'll see some outstanding tools that will help farmers, nutritionists, dairy consultants in general to continue to perform their task and succeed. And thank you at home for joining us today, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you very much.